No. Yeah, thank you very much for being a part of this cool 21st Chaos Communication Congress. Thank you very much for coming. Yeah, I think we can be very happy with this, with the outcome of this Congress, because many, many things really worked out, and we have been working on them very long. And I'm personally very happy that it went out so well. And I think it was a very good attitude with the people here. We saw a lot of new people talking, a lot of new people coming to the Congress for the first time, which is the best part, I think. How many? It's awesome. It's 3,500 people. 3,500 people came to the Congress this year. 3,500 people. And around 200 of them were doing talks. I mean, we had 200 sessions, lectures, workshops, talks, everything, many people contributing. We had a lot of visitors, especially from the United States at this time, which was very good. And I think we have succeeded in improving the program a bit as well. Yeah, it has been a very, very long way. We started extraordinary early this time, which is sort of necessary. And I promise we're going to start the next Congress next month. I mean, it's going even to be a bit better. That doesn't mean just a few people can do this. It needs quite a lot of people. I'm going to mention a couple of them now. I'm sure I'm going to forget some, so sorry. First place. Most important is the help of the Chaos Angel crew that's helping us every time. Volunteers coming to the Congress, although they're spending a lot of time helping out. It's always around 150 or so. I don't know the exact numbers now. And I want to say it's the first thank you to the angels which help doing everything here at the Congress. The CCC in general is quite diverse. We have various groups and not all of them are very technical. We also have our own medical unit now. The CERT, the Chaos Emergency Response Team. And they are the medical unit at every event and have been very busy this time again, helping at least 80 people this time. And they're always very cool. And thanks for your work as well. Fußballstadion hier. Yeah, Sunny Fox wanted me that I mentioned that we had an illness here. Somebody got chicken pox, windpocken in German. So just to let you know that this was here. Once we detected this, the person... Yeah, it's a totally new way of spreading viruses. Yeah, and another very important part this time was the content planning. We started very early with that as well, and it was a very strong group with most notably Julia and Jens Ohlich, who did a lot of work, Fukami, I don't have the full list. The content team was meeting regularly, and we were quite surprised when we put out the call for papers. We had a deadline, which was 1st of October, and we thought, maybe it helps if we tell somebody about this event. And like 2 days before, we had like 4 or 5 applications. We said, oh, 5, 6, cool. Yeah, maybe it's 20 in the end or something like this. It's a good start. And 1 day before the deadline, hell broke loose and we got 200 or so lecture submissions. So in the end, although the program was totally packed, we had to say no to around 50 lectures or so. So this Congress can even expand a lot more. And I'm not saying it's happening, but I'm saying we're thinking about it, of extending the Congress for another day. We have to talk to you. I heard that. another very, very important part and team that did a lot of work before was, of course, the Network Operations Center, the NOC team, which also tried to improve on the situation. I want to emphasize that getting a strong network here for this high demand that the people have is very complicated. We have to get a lot of equipment from sponsors. And although they are basically willing to give us the equipment, they usually have a lot of problems on delivering on time, especially before Christmas. So although we pushed them really hard, again, we had the situation that all the equipment was here more or less a day before Christmas. And well, if you are working in a computer network company and a customer is calling saying, well, we need a network for 3,000 high-end users and it has to be ready in 2 days. Yeah, it's an impossible job. But again, they did the impossible, and with a slight delay of, a day for the complete network. Most of it was running on the first day. There was another delay caused by things like machines without firmware. I'm not talking about the wrong firmware. I'm talking about no firmware. and other machines which just don't accept the configuration, and the only solution was repeating the step 31 times. And then it worked. So the same configuration. Once the network was running, it was running very smoothly. So thank you very much to the Network Operations Center. They did a hard job. Yeah, and then there is another operation center, the POC. The phone. Yeah, amazing. The phone operation center. Long list. 20 base stations, 30 outbound lines. There were 470 telephones booked in. So you had like 470 telephones that were operating. So it was more than 500 phones working all the time, 24 hours, no problems. Everything was running. You could call a number and listen to what's going on in a lecture room. There was also Congress TV, also done by the POC team, delivering this intro channel, and so on. Endless work. Thank you very much to the Phone Operations Center, Sasha and Martin. Long list. I almost forgot something. Yeah, well, we're not really having the habit of waving commercial flags, but I have to mention two companies: Cogent, who was one of the internet providers, and Versatel, who has been very, very helpful before in getting us this 1 gigabit link to this building, which has been installed extra for us. So we didn't use anything that was already here. So they just put on another link just for us, which is notable. So I'm noting it here. It's cool. Yeah, and the long list of things we have to do better. Another point on this list is I haven't have the final word on it, but I'm pretty confident it worked out. I'm pretty sure we're going to have complete recordings of this Congress in video and audio, and we're going to release it as soon as possible. We're going to sort it, review it in a week, something like this. Stay tuned, it's going to be there. And yeah, this was done by Harald, very good. I think we're putting it on the net with BitTorrent first. I don't know. We haven't really made plans, something like this. Yeah, we have. We actually recorded in two qualities. So there are DVD quality recordings as well. But I'm not sure if this is the stuff we're going to put on our servers first, because then, you know. No. We haven't really decided on this. We might do a selection. We want to talk to the Avid people as well, the VJ team that did this nice trailer and who spent the nice music and the visuals in the art and beauty section as well. I know there. Yes. I know they are not here now because they already moved over to the next party. If you are into dancing and having fun with the Avid team, there's a party in the Tresor this evening. And everybody, you get in free with a Congress badge. This is for... severe leg moving. If you're more into the continuing what you've been doing the last 3 days, there is the option of going over to the sea base, which is nearby. It's like 500 meters from here walking. Everybody can tell you where it is. And there's going to be the after hour with music, with internet and everything you like, and Club Mate. So that's where we're going to meet later on. Yeah, talking about other projects. We're trying to improve the Congress in terms, not only in terms of improving what we're doing anyway, but also in addressing more related societies, getting people who are basically thinking the way we do, but just focus on other things. With us, apart from the Avid team, we had. We had the Wikipedia crowd here this time, the developers and the community. There was a Gentoo developers meeting, and of course we had the lockpicking championships once more. So this is something I think we can extend to get more developers thinking about the Congress as being a place of meeting and developing here and meeting other crowds to know more about everything. We have been inventing new ideas for this Congress because we ran into organizational problems on many areas. The first invention was simple, adding more people to the planning team. Henriette has always been with me for many, many years and doing great work for the camp and this Congress again. And also Carter and Fukami are notable. They spent a lot of time this year on helping organizing everything. Very personal thank you from me. And then there's a very, very special relationship that has come up this year with a CCC in Dresden, which has contributed in a very, very special way. We have developed a new application for planning this Congress because we sort of, it was not possible to do it with the stuff we did before. We call this little thing Pentabath. It's still very much in its infancy, where we're trying to, to make it better, to probably be able to be released soon as some kind of open source to make planning your conferences easier as well. I don't know. A big thank you to Sven Klemm, who spent many months working on this software, together with again Fukami and Turbo as well. Thank you very much for that work. That was really helpful. And being so close to all this content planning, there was also a new team, this room down there. Most of you haven't seen it, but every speaker has seen it. The speakers have been very surprised this time because they've been, whenever they said, well, I am a speaker, somebody came and took them. Here, you're a speaker, fine. Here's the information for you, which came to a very, which was a big surprise to them because we somehow always forgot to care more about the people who are doing the actual work here in terms of content delivery, and we're improving on this as well. And thanks to that conference team down there who is taking care of the speakers all the time. Thank you. Okay, last but not least is the info team. Pylon, also one of our speaker, was the head of the staff, and all the other people and the angels, of course, who are helping there. I hope you found the info Tresen, our info desk, helpful, and the editor team for the weblog as well. Oh my God, the list is so long. I'm closing it now. Everybody who I forgot, I'm sorry. It's just not on my list here right now. The whole angels have been first place, Daisy.
Okay.
Yeah, hey. This was the positive stuff.
Oh, hey. I'm just here to address some words on the framework. First of all, the building. As you might have mentioned, we're kind of at the edge of the capacity of this building with about 3,500 people. That was not so much a problem in respect to space. That was a little bit a problem in respect to air. I was informed that normal events taking place in places like this have about 40 to 50% of people smoking, and we have about 80% of people smoking. I'm not talking about cigarettes, by the way. Indeed, the air conditioned system of these rooms have been, they try to extend them. They were running full engine all the time. Sometimes there was, and we will try to enforce that next time, there's also a second air conditioned system, which is called the emergency system in case of fire. So in case of fire, you need to get a lot of oxygen out of the building to not make people die from the smoke. That is a little bit of loud. It was, by the way, tested out this night. It was in the Hack Center. I heard that no one was realizing the kind of noise it makes. Anyhow, from my side, we will think about a smoking policy next year. I heard that... I heard that even smokers complained about that level of smoke here. The next thing is about food. We have to see, we are here in a very, very professional run building, and the food situation offered to us is some kind of a special arrangement, so the prices being offered to us here is, in respect to what here normally happens, is very low. So, and I think... I know that for some people I use different environments, but please show respect to the kitchen, which has been tried to be as flexible as possible to our wishes and also to handling a group of people like us, which is sometimes a little bit autistic to handle for... So I think we can give great thanks to the kitchen, who did their very best and will improve next year. And also, of course, we know there's pricing issues and so on, but we do hear what we can. Okay, last point. I have on my list is the legal framework we operate here in. I have had some days with a German railroad company who still is not very happy about the Hackabyte thing, but that's another story. There has been some website defacements which might have come from our network here. As long as some people have a look at websites and whatever do, I mean, if that happens once in a time, we cannot avoid it. There's only this one story which brought us also again the Berlin Computer Crime Police Unit into these rooms, that one hosting company called Loomis was not only defaced one of their websites, it was about 18,000 pages. And
18,000 sites.
Yeah, right, sites, yeah. So, and, I mean, I can... Yeah, I mean... Hey, guys, I mean, if you want to show a computer's insecure and you make some defacement, okay, but, I mean, you have to see there's administrators on the other side of the game, too, and fixing about 18,000 sites is kind of a lot of work. And, I want to show some respect to that company because the people had their system under control after only 3 or 4 hours, and everything is fine right now. Anyhow, the computer crime unit of the Berlin Landeskriminalamt, of the local federal police, whatever, had to show up. It was the usual suspects from their side. And also our relationship to them seems to have improved a lot. They were not only friendly, they were even coming with questions like, hey, you will just have assigned your address dynamically, right? So you have no chance of finding the right people, right? And we said to them. So it was a quite friendly talk we had, and it's going all right. But please, I mean, we have to keep a little bit on eye on this. We ask you to not do illegal things from this building, and also to think a little bit on the poor administrators on the other side who have to take care of the bullshit happening. Oh, I mean, so that's what I wanted to say.
But the police did complain that we didn't have prepared badges for them as last time.
Not directly like that. They complained, or what they said is they, if we could give them some badges, please not those from last year. We had brown ones naming Staatsmacht. It was saying Staatsmacht, state power. And... And they told us they still keep an eye on them because they have it over their desk on the pin wall as a, some kind of a memory. But if we could make them some more nicer ones, so we will think about that. And also, I mean, there was one very interesting scene that seems to be that they also try to spend more time with computers meanwhile than they do with laws or with the things around them. When the company then called while the police was here and said, hey, we found out now what the problem was. It was an old file with a password being laid around for about 10 months. And it was not an actual hack. It was just a use of an old hack and so on. And then after the call, I mentioned to the police, but it might also have been that they simply forgot an old backup of that file. And the police guy said, like, yeah, we know you can have problems like that. Given a kick on us all about the Spain story. So they seem to... the situation seems to improve on that level. So they seem to read our website more than we do ourselves. Okay.
So much for the legal part.
Right.
Okay, about the people I forgot, but it's a good time to mention it. Some organizational things. We are, like last year, we are going to move out of this building rather quickly now. So at 10, internet will be turned off, and because we have to dismantle everything, and it's going to be a long night anyway. So if you have a hand free to help help out with like putting tables together, cleaning things up, everything you can do for us is would be very appreciated, because there's a lot of things to do and we're all quite exhausted already. So any help would be helpful. The dismantling here is again organized by the Uber crowd of how we call it, the Archangels, the leader of the pack of the angels, especially Honk Hase, Klaus, Flip, and Nadim, who are here every year and doing the incredible. Here they are. So If you're willing to help, if you want to just know what you can do, go to them, ask them, they know about this. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah. So these are the options, helping a bit, and when we're done, going over to the sea base and continuing this party for a while. And then, of course, there will be the next Congress next year, but before, there will be something else in the Netherlands. And it's called What the Hack, and it's going to be in July, 4 days, starting on July 28th. And it's somehow the sister project to our camp. Actually, we are the sister project to their project because they started earlier. And yeah, I just want to invite you to that event. We're going to be there. It's going to be split up in villages like we did at the camp. And hopefully we're going to be one of these villages. And yeah, that's what I wanted to point you to. There are flyers lying around or being handed out, I don't know, somewhere. Over there. And...
Well, there's a website.
There's a URL. It's what the heck. Oh my God, where's the flyer? Whattheheck.org. Is that correct? Okay, what the heck? The heck with, heck like heck. What the heck?
Das wäre jetzt, glaube ich, nicht notwendig gewesen.
Yeah, with cows on it. Here we are. Lovely cows. Sheep? Oh, sorry. Of course, it's sheep. No cows. There are no cows. Yeah, we are running out of energy now, and I'm running out of words. I just want to emphasize, thank you again for coming. Thank you for all the new visitors to the Congress. Come again. And have a good trip home, and thank you very much.
Wie ist schon wieder vorbei? Wie ist schon wieder vorbei?
Ja, geht schnell. Vierter Tag. Ja. Wir wollen das.